The Occasional Symphony is performing the silent horror film Nosferatu with live orchestra October 31st, Halloween at 8 o'clock at 2640 Space, which is coincidentally at 2640 St. Paul Street. Joining me in the studio is their music director, Joshua Hung. Nice to see you.
Great to see you too, Jonathan.
Also in the studio is James Young, who's their executive director. Pleasure.
Hello, and thank you for having us.
It's a real pleasure. I think this is a great idea. So let's start with this concept, which took me a while to understand. You have taken the 1920s F.W. Murnau film, Nosferatu, a perennial favorite starring Max Schreck, and you have basically set it to music, both original and also from the classical repertoire.
That is absolutely correct. Nosferatu is like the legendary silent film, and we have put together a, I guess, classical jukebox of great music, including Wagner, Bartok, some Sibelius in there, and a couple brand new pieces, one composed by myself and another composed by Richard Einhorn.
I think this is a great concept. Joshua Hung, you're the music director. Tell me a bit about Occasional Symphony.
Sure. Well, the Occasional Symphony has been around for about 4 years. We've done this Halloween concert twice before. Once we used the film Jekyll and Hyde, and once before that we used The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. This is actually my first time leading the Occasional Symphony through a Halloween concert, and just very, very excited about the program.
An orchestra of about how many?
The orchestra is about 50 members.
Impressive. So there's a lot required to sync all of this, right?
Can yes.
you talk about how you go about doing it?
We have the film, of course, and I spend a lot of time with the scores, adjusting tempos where necessary to accommodate the film. And essentially, I write marks in my score about what's happening in the movie, and I approximately try to get as close to those as possible.
James, tell me a bit about the space on St. Paul Street.
So 2640 Aerospace is a special space indeed. It's an old converted church run by the same people who run Red Emma's, usually used as a kind of alternative performance space. So it's been completely gutted except for the like inner architecture. It's filled with almost nearly Gothic columns everywhere, and there's a stage at the front of the, I guess, cathedral space where we project the movie from. And the orchestra will be sitting in this very large space with the audience seated in front of them. So the music will kind of boom throughout the area of this old kind of spooky church, kind of matches the film.
Very nice. Orchestra is going to be in costume, you said.
Yes.
Yes, that goes for the conductor as well?
Yes.
And the composer?
It's true.
Okay. Well, first off, happy birthday, because James Young, you said this is your birthday, Halloween?
Yeah, it's very true. I'm born on Halloween.
I can only imagine. Well, I'm really excited about this. All kinds of music by Mahler, Bartok, Sibelius, and original music. The film is spectacular, beautiful, expressionist document. It doesn't matter how many times you've seen it. And if you've never seen it, I'm very, very envious. How do people find out about you?
Well, they can find out about us online. You can go to occasionalsymphony.org, or if they have Facebook, they can find us there too, The Occasional Symphony.
Excellent. I want to thank you both for coming down. Joshua Hung, who's music director of The Occasional Symphony, and James Young, who is their executive director. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Jonathan.